were various parts in the family, and they were kings of Israel. Technically, they were, I guess, were Jewish, but what they were puppet rulers set up by Caesar, and their main job was to just to keep everything going smooth. And for that, they gained a lot of power, a lot of wealth, and didn't quite live, even though technically they were Jewish, did not live, faithfully into the law. But as I said, they were basically Caesar's men. And so when you have Herod hearing about this birth of a Messiah, this new king, he realizes that not only is there competition, but that there's a possibility for unrest because he knows that his people have been waiting for the Messiah. And whether this baby truly is or not, there's going to be a following. And this is going to create all sorts of, problems because people are going to get behind him. And it's just one big political quagmire. So you have Herod who makes this decision. It's probably as, we always, think of Herod as just this, mean old man, which he probably was. But this decision was probably mostly political. And also a little bit out of greed because, I'm sure he really liked the plush life he was living. Now, as you see in your bulletin, we had three different possibilities for Gospels today. often we have a couple different possibilities for the first reading, maybe a couple of options for Psalms. But rarely do you have three Gospels to choose from. And the one that I chose today, of course, wasn't just because it was the first one on the book. But looking at where we're living today, we have Jesus as a baby being taken out of his homeland by his foster father and by his mother to preserve his life. These are people who are escaping their homeland for safety. They're escaping out of political reasons. And this is a story we see time and time again. It is one of those that we are seeing over and over in our own lives now. We have people who are been displaced from their homelands, who are living in refugee camps or traveling all over the place, just trying to find a home. And even in our own communities, we have people who've been displaced for their homes. Sometimes because they didn't have sometimes because they didn't have the rent. Sometimes it's because their rent has been jacked up so high suddenly that they can't afford it. And there are a lot of reasons people end up displaced from their homes. And this is one of those things we look at today's, service or in today's gospel, and we have a Savior who as a small child is living as a refugee, whose life has been in danger, who is under threat. And thinking about how it is that sometimes we can worship a Savior who lived his life as a refugee and forget those other people in our own times that are in need. Now, as a church, as a people of Christ, as individual Christians, we are called to show our love by helping our sisters and brothers. And this comes in many different ways. It all depends on what our personal resources are, what our talents are. Depends a lot on the community that we are a part of. Yet each and every one of us is called to serve by serving our sisters and brothers who are in need. And one of the things wanting to look at in this year ahead as we go into this new year is how do we as community help our sisters and brothers who are in the most need? Sometimes that begins by looking at who are our sisters and brothers who are in need, which sometimes makes it kind of difficult in a church like this one because you all come from so many different places. You know, it's like, you know, I look at my other churches and, you know, they have like a downtown and most of the people live right in the neighborhood where, you know, you're a wider branched people. And so this is sometimes it makes it a more of a challenge for us to look at who it is that we are serving. But, you know, the great thing about a challenge is it makes life a little bit more interesting. It means that we work just a little bit harder. And the one thing I never do question about the people of this mission, this church, is where your hearts are, because I know this is a very generous and giving and loving place. And that the people here, you always exceed expectations. And so our questions becomes this year is, how do we continue to serve our brothers and sisters? And who are our brothers and sisters who are needed to be served? And so as we begin this new year, I'd like you all to start thinking about that, to start praying about it, to start looking around our community and start thinking about different ways we can come together. Look for Christ. You know, I was listening to a bit of one of the Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, one of his Christmas sermons, and he was talking about the need to look for love in the world. That looking around and spotting love. And in those places where you don't see love, then I guess the job becomes yours to bring it there. You know, pretty soon we are taking down the Advent wreath will be coming down. I guess now it's a Christmas wreath since it's all white. But the light that it represents, the light of Christ, never goes out. Especially as long as each and every one of you are part of this wonderful mission. Those candles serve as a reminder, as a symbol. But Christ's love is made real in each and every one of you. So as we go into this new year, as you know, we still have a few days of Christmas left, I encourage you to take that light into those places in the world where it is most darkest. To leave Christ be seen, to leave Christ be known, and to leave the love of God be experienced by other people. God has so loved us so much, as it told us in our epistle today, that he sent Christ so each and every one of us could become his sons and daughters. And it's up to each of us to make sure other people know that they too have been adopted by God, that they too are children of God, that they have worth, that they have value, and most important of all, that they are loved. And I think that's sometimes the hardest thing for people to know, is that they are loved, especially when they have been displaced or hurt or in need. So my sisters and brothers, as always, be that love that Christ has so freely given us.